to people. So it's been kind of nice just to share it with a group of people and get some feedback. I'm working with this woman named Daphne, and she's been showing me how to prune trees, and pruning trees is awesome. And I got a chance to go to this house and prune a bunch of Japanese maple trees, which are just the most, like, awesome, flowing, sensuous trees I've ever encountered. So I go to this woman's house, and this older woman came out. This is a little background, I guess, on this song, too. And she was obviously maybe in her 60s or so, and she had these kind of wrinkles and stuff on her face, and, you know, just very natural. And we looked at the house, and then we went back about 2.5 weeks later to actually do the job. And this woman had, I guess, had plastic surgery or some kind of altered her you know, her face in a way that. And I just remember being kind of struck by the way she looked when I first saw her, and then being like, ooh, like, it really affected me. And then for the next couple weeks after that, I just thought about that image so much, about just history, and just to be, you know, the idea of being ashamed of that, or changing that, or denying that, or something like that. And it just sort of swung, it was kind of swimming around in my brain for a couple weeks, and then I wrote the song. And I've also just had a chance in the last couple months to work with some really, really wonderful people who are in their 70s, and so I just feel real blessed by that. I hope I never say I don't care what color you are, that there is no difference between you and me. Who am I to erase all your history? Who am I to erase all your history? I hope I never turn my back again on an elder and the wisdom of their time, thinking they have so little to offer me. Who am I to ignore all that history? Who am I? Written in the lines, it's written on your eyes. It's not a matter of are we the same, it's a matter of your own name, your own time, touching mine. Thank you. And I hope I never am ashamed of the lines and furrowed lines and wrinkles on my face and hands. These lines and scars are the truest part of me, and who am I ashamed of my own history, and who am I to be ashamed of my own history? It's written in the lines, it's written on your eyes. Not a matter of are we the same, it's a matter of your own name, your own time, touching mine. Who am I? Before I came to Holden Village, I was I heard this poet talk, and I was walking by the door, and just as I walked in, he said this, and I almost left at that point because it seemed that that's all I needed to hear. He said, "Human beings," and he repeated himself over and over and over, so it was real dramatic. He said, "Human beings are the only living things," then he repeated it again, "human beings are the only living things privileged enough to refuse their own blooming." And I was like, that's all I needed to hear. Head on home. So, gather these stones that weigh me down, lay them one by one in a row. Let me walk upon these burdens like a pathway leading me home. Let me walk free. Let me lay these burdens. Hardest, teach me strength, wisdom, and health. As I walk this road to forgiveness, let me start by forgiving myself. Let me walk free. the next step loses my balance, quaking under my shoe, let me touch the ground with this power I've found and lift it right back up to you. Let me walk free. Let me lay these burdens down. Let me walk free. Let me lay these burdens down. Let me walk free. Let me lay these burdens down. And I may take 2 steps forward and 1 step. But I know it all adds up to someday being further on down. Let me gather these stones that weigh me down, lay them one by one in a row. Let me walk upon these burdens like a pathway leading me home. Let me walk free. Let me lay these burdens down. Let me walk free. Let me lay these burdens. Nils is going to play a song. Let's do it together. Nils is going to play harmonica on a song, so let's do that. Okay, yeah. This is one of those, like, looking forward to love songs. Looking forward to falling in love songs. It's gonna be out of tune, and I don't know. That's the way it is here. I'm gonna make you my Valentine. I'm gonna take your hand in mine. Take you to the county fair and win you a prize. God willing, in the creek don't rise. God willing, in the creek don't rise. I'll take you to the county fair and win you a prize. God willing, in the creek don't rise. I'm gonna feed you the ripest mango, twirl you around in a blur fandango. I'm gonna look at you with longing eyes. Sing along material here. There's only one line that you'll probably need to drop out of, but the rest is just God willing and the creek don't rise, and we say it about 162 times in this song, so you gotta be here. So it goes like this. So I'm gonna look at you with longing eyes is the first one, okay? So God willing and the creek don't rise. I'm gonna look at you with longing eyes. salad, man. It's just your size. God will everything be all right. I appreciate everyone's just listening. You know, it's really exciting to just be able to share songs, and it's very important to me, and I appreciate it.
Gee, Joe, how do we hear your music after you leave?
Oh, how do you mean? When are you leaving? I'm leaving on Sunday. I'm going to leave. The other day, I introduced this next song as the song that I learned from my CD. And everyone started laughing. This wasn't the other day, this was about a month ago at the show, and I said, well, this is a new song that I learned from my CD. And everyone started, you know, laughing, and I'm like, got all self-conscious, and I didn't know what I said. I thought I did something wrong. But then I realized that I didn't actually learn it from my CD. I learned it first and then put it on my CD. And this is a song. It's about my first job that I ever had, and my boss, who I fell in love with. So in fact, I did write this song and learn it first, and then I put it on my CD. And I gave some of my CDs to Carol, and if you're interested, many of the songs that I played tonight, Walk Free, and you know this one, these are songs that I recorded about 8 months ago and put on a CD. So it's at the bookstore, and it's a very reduced price. And because I want to share my music with you, sometimes just, yeah, definitely just kind of. If you want to sing out, sing out.
Seattle.
this is it. This is my little CD, and I'm very proud of it. And this song is on it. This song is called Faith. This is my boss. And I fell in love with her. She was, I think, 65 at the time. And I was 10. Does the altitude really affect your body? Some people?
Yeah.
Does it? I think it affected me.
I had the privilege of meeting Faith. Who this song is about, so I can vouch for all of these amazing images and crazy drama in her house.
I played in Ohio a few months ago, and she was able to come, so it was neat to be able to play this song for her.
Hello, let me introduce myself and tell you why I call. My name is Faith, and I'm living now in a house with my two dogs. You see, my husband died of cancer just 10 short years ago, leaving me to tend the roses. How I love to watch them grow. And I have birds to feed and a garden to weed, and a lawn I cannot mow. And so for $2 an hour, I'd like to hire your son, Joe. I was 10 years old, my first summer job, when she picked me up that day. Two dogs sniffing the summer breeze from the back of her Chevrolet. And when I closed the door, I smiled at her, and she turned and she smiled to me. She says, I sure am glad you could help me out, you know I do love the company. She turned up the radio and said, listen here, Joe, playing my favorite tune. It was Frank Sinatra singing Fly Me to the Moon. And she has faith in life, faith in love. And she has faith in tomorrow in the way that it was. She has faith in yesterday and in the way that it will be. She has faith in life, she has faith in me. Now welcome to my humble home, please don't mind the mess. I've been shuffling through nostalgia, I'm sentimental, I guess. Today, let's plant this maple tree so it can give us shade. But before we start, let's settle down to some ice cold lemonade. Then we have bread to bake, and I'd like to make a statue of Pan. We can sculpt him out of mortar and put a bird bath in his hand. Soon summer brought the autumn leaves, winter brought the spring. 8 years later she held my heart, it was no summer fling. And each Christmas hung the garland, like the silver in her hair. And on rainy days we'd watch matinees, we'd dance with Fred Astaire. Time has passed and I'm growing up, and I'm living far from home. And with care she tends her roses, but now she lives alone. And on her birthday I'll send a wish to celebrate the years. And each Christmas I'll bring flowers, and I'll stop to bring. Close the door, smile at her. She turns and she smiles to me. She says, I sure am glad you could visit me. You know I do love your company. And she has faith in life, faith in love, faith in tomorrow.
I'll do one more song, and I'm not sure what to do. Well, I have this new song, too, that I would like to play for you. This isn't such a good song to leave on, actually, but to finish on. I'll play. We'll have like a little hoedown later that'll bring it back up. This is called Charlie.
Charlie won't get burned. it all again, just to pick it 50 yards. Stepping backwards with his eye on the tee, Lucy spins the ball around, saying, "You can trust me." Himself up from the dirt, brushes off the dust again, and he shakes off the hurt. Charlie, Charlie, don't you ever learn. Charlie, Charlie, fall never leave.
How about if I teach you a chorus and then I'll sing the verses and we'll sing a chorus together?
Cool. We are marching together, we have answered the call, slaying all the lies and tearing down the walls. And though we are weary, we cannot turn back now. We are marching together, we have answered the call.
Think you can learn that?
We are marching together, we have answered the call, slaying all the lies and tearing down the walls. And though we are weary, we cannot turn back now. We are marching together, we have answered the call. And the broken plans of the broken man who sleeps out in the snow can never break the spirit, can never break the promise that one day he will lead us as we go. And we are marching together, we have answered the call, slaying all the lies and tearing down the walls. And though we are weary, we cannot turn back now. We are marching sing together, we have answered the call. And the trials of a man from a foreign land, whose life has been battered by the war, can never break the spirit, can never break the promise that he will be the one to go before. And we are marching together, we have answered the call, slaying all lies and tearing down the walls. And though we are weary, we cannot turn back now. We are marching together, we have answered. And the trying days at a mother's wage, with a lifetime of work yet to go, can never break the spirit, can never break the promise that one day she will lead us as we go. And we are marching together, we have answered the call, slaying all the lies and tearing down the walls. And though we are weary, we cannot turn back now. We are marching together, we have answered the call. And the fallen stones of our family's home, as they crumble to the earth, can never break the spirit, can never break the promise that one day we will share in its rebirth. And we are marching together, we have answered the call, slaying all the lies and tearing down the walls. And though we are weary, we cannot turn back now. We are marching together, we have answered the call. We are marching together, we have answered the call. Slaying all the lies and tearing down the walls. And though we are weary, we cannot turn back now. We are marching together, we have answered the call.
Thank you.